You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode number 510.
Ladies and gentlemen, just be happy that you cannot smell through your radios. That's all I got to say. We're all adults
classy.
Here.
Classy. Yes. We're okay. Anyways, happy. What is this?
Happy
this,
New Year.
I think. Happy New Year. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. This is going to be a Monday show, so we hope that you're off to a great day on your Monday. Hope you had a great weekend.
Monday is not a fun day, but if you do Monday right, every other day can be a fun day.
Huh.
I just made that up.
Yeah, it's deep.
Not really.
No? All right. Well, we have sort of a sales and marketing question today.
My favorite.
And it is your favorite, although your favorite, although you weren't really excited about this question. So
no,
I'm interested to
I'm
talk.
I'm not excited about this question because I don't want to be the guy to define the hard line between pestering someone and being persistent. And it's a very difficult line to draw.
That's and fair, but I'll submit to you, you don't have to be that guy. Everybody can make that decision on their own.
I think if you can, the question we're going to be talking about today, guys, in sales and marketing is, you know, at what point do you stop reaching out to the client, even if they say they're working with another drone pilot? Talking about, you know, trying to showcase your quality. And I will say this, guys. You know what? Let's just play the question.
Hey, Paul and Rob. Evan from Massachusetts. Chief pilot and cinematographer at Drones Up, New England's premier aerial imaging servicer. Quick question for you guys about how to attack potential leads where you shoot out an email, get a response back from a prospective client, and they say that they are using someone else, you know, to do their aerial photos and videos. I've been very tempted to email back after reviewing that person's footage and simply responding by saying things like, hey, you know, if you want a quality product, come check out blah, blah, blah. Some people would probably have a different idea about that and say that's kind of cutthroat. But I don't know. What do you guys think? At the end of the day, I'm trying to get jobs and I feel as though that if I'm a better pilot, I should make that known to the client. Thanks for all you guys do. Keep it up and check out my website, www.dronesup.xyz.
Evan, that's a great question. It really is. And like Paul said, as we sort of intro'd this podcast, it's hard to know where to draw that line. I think it comes down to experience and getting a feel for the person that you're talking to. Obviously, everybody's going to have a different comfort level in terms of, you know, the drone pilot, the person in your position. So that's going to vary from person to person. But I really do want to hear Paul's perspective on this because I have my own thoughts, but I'm very, very curious about what yours are.
Oh, man, isn't that the horrible thing when your wife or fiance says that to you?
Wow. No.
Oh, okay. Maybe I, all right, well, I won't dig myself into a 6-foot hole with that one.
We'll talk about that later.
All right. If you have a client and they say, well, Rob, we're already working with someone else. It's a tough pill to swallow.
It is.
And I think you have one, if not maybe two opportunities. No, let's go with three. Three opportunities to let that person know why you're different.
Okay.
Point number one is don't say anything, or you could simply say, let's say the client's name is Carol. Okay?
Carol.
Carol, I'm very happy to hear that you're working with a drone guy because I love to see that the industry is growing. But I would also love the opportunity to educate you and showcase the difference in quality. Mm-hmm. Because if you're like me, you want to show your business in the best limelight possible.
Sure.
And paying a premium price for an economy product is not something that makes a lot of people happy. And I didn't think it would make you happy either. So if I can have the opportunity sometime, take you out to coffee and just show you what our stuff looks like in comparison to your guys' stuff, great. If not, that's fine as well. I appreciate you even taking the time to talk to me because you're a busy person and I really appreciate your time. You can never burn a bridge. So right. That's option number one. Option number two. Hey, Carol, I'm really excited that you're working with a drone guy because it means that you are open enough to work with people who fly drones. And that's awesome because I think drones are the next technological platform of the century, or as some people say, the next evolution of the industrial revolution.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can I just show you my video versus his video and showcase the differences to you? You have that.
Okay.
Third option. Well, thank you for the opportunity, Carol. I'm going to keep your email and, you know, it's been such a pleasure to meet you. And if you ever have any drone related problems, please keep me as your backup.
Sure.
And then you put them in your email system and every month that you're sending out your monthly newsletters, you stay relevant in their mind, even though you're not their drone pilot. And here's the example. I had met a guy, and I'm actually really sad I met this guy because he was total. But I was in his phone as drone guy. He put me in his phone as drone guy. So this may actually be a really good strategy. Whenever you see someone putting your information in their phone as a contact, have them put drone guy as your last name. Because this guy was like, he had been contacted by another company to do aerials. And he finally decided that he needed to do drone work. So he searched in his phone for drone and found my name. And he was working with another guy. I took the job. I shouldn't have. And I totally realized why the other guy blew him off.
Yeah. You learned the hard way.
Yeah. So
there are going to be a few of those.
How you handle this is so crucial, though, because you have to be grateful that they talked to you. Because mm-hmm. honestly, they could have blown you off, treated you like a total POS, and you'd be pissed off. And that's not going to make anyone happy. But they right. took the time to be like, you know what? I'm working with someone else. So you have to respect that. And if you want respect, you have to show that you're worthy of respect.
Absolutely.
You know, and so by giving respect, you're showcasing that you're worthy of respect.
Yeah, those are great points.
This is an FBI tactic, actually, when talking and negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to start off with that because you don't want to tell someone they're doing it wrong.
Right.
And otherwise, they're never going to listen to you. I mean,
absolutely.
Warren Buffett actually has a phenomenally brilliant strategy when it comes to talking to people. In every one of his investor meetings, they start off with what they did wrong and then spend the rest of the meeting talking about what they're going to do to fix it and make it right and have a better quarter.
Cool.
That in showing that, the point is that you would think in investor meetings, everyone wants to hear what's going right because their money is growing, they're all making money together, blah, 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 blah. But no one's perfect.
Right. Not even a multi-billionaire.
And doesn't it showcase how authenticity and genuineness showcase trust and a willingness to work with that person?
Mm-hmm.
So if you tell them right away, you're grateful they took the time, you're happy because they're providing jobs to the industry, which they are, and how you approach this person in showcasing that your quality is different. Normally, if your quality, it'll show itself. If you're a better quality, it will literally show itself and you can just put the two videos in front of a person and boom, you're ready to go. A lot of people may not want to do that.
Well,
they may be closed-minded. How do you talk someone into, you know, you may not be able to talk them out of this person because they're loyal to that person and they could be family.
Exactly.
Nepotism, even though there are anti-nepotism laws in this country, nepotism is rampant. Rampant.
Well, yeah, and of course, but...
No. This is actually a major point that's been hit in, I forget which book it was of Jonah Berger's, but he talks about this. He goes, most people hire their friends and family to take care of jobs in their business instead of hiring highly qualified people. And they learn over the long run how much money they wasted, mm-hmm. how much time and energy suck it was.
Yeah, to their peril oftentimes when they do that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So a couple of things I'm picking up on that I think are really important points to stress that you're saying. And one is you don't want to make this potential client feel bad. I mean, if you
exactly.
are dogging the person that they chose, whether they have an emotional attachment to that person because it's a friend, family member or not, there is some level of emotional attachment because they made that decision.
True.
And so they don't want to feel dumb by being told you made a bad decision. So very strategically, however, you can ask them, And I think everything Paul said is right on. Really appreciate that you're already kind of working in this mode. You've got drone work going on. That's great. You're ahead of a lot of people in that sense. I would just invite you to look at my videos and just notice these couple of things. And maybe you could draw out the positive of yours that intuitively they're going to say, okay, he's asking me to look at these positives. What is the video like that I'm already working with compared to that?
Mm.
And so they can just make that jump automatically. And I think it's just kind of a softer sell that you're working with here, as opposed to just saying, that guy sucks. I'm way better. You need to work with me.
Yeah, there's the other perception too of if they already are working with someone, why aren't you moving on to the next person? But if you're determined, it's fine. But remember in the beginning of the podcast, I talked about how important it is to know the difference between persistence and annoying someone.
Sure.
Right?
And in that kind of the case, like what he described, and I think what we're talking about, I would think maybe one follow-up would be about all we're talking about. And then if you get another second sort of, no, I'm really okay, awesome, thank you. If anything changes, let me know. I mean, yeah. I'm probably not going to push it past that.
I agree 100%. And if you do push past that, you know, if give them time to respond, like 4 or 5 days, you know, don't wait just one day. Like, let give them time.
Yeah.
You know, give them time. Anyway, I think we've done a good job at stressing what's important, what's not. The long and the short is, if you become so good that people can't ignore it, your quality will speak for itself. And I just want to end on that.
It will. Absolutely.
So anyway, guys, if you are ready to have the highest quality, if you are ready to have the competitive advantage, if you're ready to talk to people like that about issues like these all the time, you've got to become a member of the DroneU community. It's just, you know, people have told me so many times, Rob, the community is worth the price in itself just to be able to talk to people about these issues, because they're hot topics.
They are, and there are a group of people in there that are doing what you're thinking about doing if you're not already in there.
It is so true.
And
so
they're
true.
Learning and helping each other. It's pretty cool.
Definitely. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us today. If you found this show helpful, if you found the show valuable in any way, please share it with someone. It means the world to us. And also be sure to check out the book, Living the Drone Life. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.